This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nastahdih. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself and you of taqwallah azza wa jal. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases in myself and you a sense of awareness and consciousness and piety in our privacy, that we grow to love Allah and fear Allah and have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a greater capacity in our private relationships than what we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. Today, alhamdulillah, is the first Jumu'ah of our 2021 academic year. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us and protects us and aids us and supports us throughout the year. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us as your teachers to facilitate your learning, to increase you in that which we pray will be of success for you into your future. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to nurture and protect your iman, that you grow to be strong and confident Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses you for the call towards justice and peace and truth, that you lead others to the path of as-sirat al-mustaqim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to be a source of pride and happiness and joy for your parents as they mature into their advanced age, and that you become a support for our ummah in the days and months and years to come. Allahumma ameen. Today I want to speak to you about your mentality and how you think about the world. And one of the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with was that he had a strong understanding of who he was and what he wanted. And before I begin speaking to you about our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I want to give you an example that you can understand. And I ask first this question: what makes the lion the king of the jungle? It's not that he's the largest in size. It's not that he's the quickest in speed. It's not that he's the most ferocious in attack. And it's not that he's best at teamwork with other lions. In fact, an elephant who's larger than a lion shies away and is fearful of a lion. A cheetah that can outrun a lion doesn't see itself as the king of the jungle. What makes a lion isn't his speed or his might or his ferociousness or his size. It's how he thinks of himself. The elephant walks in, it sees a lion, it walks out. The lion knows it's a lion. It understands that I'm here to be a lion. It believes in itself. It allows itself, therefore, to attack a bigger game, to move and strategize against things that are larger than it, more ferocious than it, more teamwork and coordinated than it. But what makes a lion is its mentality. And what makes a Muslim is their mentality, their submission, their surrender to Allah. It's how you see yourself. It's how you see yourself in the world. It's how you see yourself in your home, in your family, in your community. What makes you that representation of righteousness and goodness is not just the actions you do. See, there can be a good Muslim who doesn't always do good things. There can be a good Muslim, someone who's valued by Allah, loved by Allah, that made mistakes and stumbled and fell, but they always got up. They always returned. They always thought, this is something I can do better in. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I ask Allah, the Almighty, Almighty, the All-Powerful, to forgive me for my mistakes. It's never about how strong you are, or how tall you are, or how powerful you are, or how smart you are. And the Prophet ﷺ says this, and I want you to pay attention to this hadith. He says, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum." Allah doesn't take consideration of your physical makeup. To Allah, it doesn't matter if you're dark or light in color, if you're tall or short, if you're male or if you're female. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah always looks first to what's in your heart, what you think. Why you do what you do. Why you stay away from what you stayed away from. What makes you a good Muslim is your endeavor to protect and have good niyyah. Have good ikhlas, sincerity to Allah. And that's why it's always the beginning. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They were only ordered to worship Allah, but before the worship of Allah, that they do it on the reason of sincerity only for Him. See, you can fill this whole masjid, our whole school, with good deeds, trying to seek reward from others. You could give thousands of dollars in charity. You can be a person who stands in public and prays and fasts and does everything for people to see you and hear you and know you. And all of it is counted against you if it wasn't for Allah in the first place. It's about what's in your mind and heart. Allah doesn't look to your body and to your actions first. He looks to see what's in your heart and then what follows of your deeds. And as we begin the 2021 academic year, I want you to ask yourself, who are you and what do you want out of life? Why are you here? What is your purpose? What is the meaning of the days and hours you will spend over the next year with us in this school? There are three different kind of answers you can give. The first answer you could say, I'm going to do what everybody else does. So if everybody goes over there, I'm going to be a sheep. I'm not a lion. I'm just going to walk behind the rest and do what everybody else does. Good or bad, I'm just going to tag along. Another answer might be, hey, I'm here to do what I want to do. The hell with the rest of them. I'm going to make my own rules. I'm going to come and go and eat and do whatever I want. The rules don't apply to me. The third is the one who's quietly confident, who knows why they're here, who has a plan and a purpose, who sees the outcome that they seek, who can vision themselves in the year 2030, 9-10 years down the road. This is who I'm going to be 10 years from now. This is the job I'll be doing. This is the home I'll be living in. This is the masjid I'll be praying in. This is the community I'll belong to. This is what's going to make me the man that I hope, inshallah, to be. I have a vision. My mentality is more important than my size and my place today. I leave you with this hadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, for every person, there is an inclination, shir'ah, there's something that you feel, you want, you know, I want to do this. Something you desire, your heart leans to it. And he said, no one will have success in life unless the thing their heart inclines to is to what I was sent with. So you got to ask yourself, what does the Prophet expect of you? The Prophet was to visit you today. The Prophet was to follow you the rest of the day. What language would he hear from you? What effort would he see you putting in? What habits will he see you using with your friends? What kind of behaviors would you demonstrate? And more importantly, if he could look into your heart and see your actions, what sincerity and ikhlas do you have as a sense of honor and pride and tradition and submission and surrender to Allah? Ask yourself that question. Who am I and what do I want out of life? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. You might be sitting here now and say, Brother Yahya, I don't know. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want to do. I'm too young. I'm in year 7, I'm in year 8, I'm in year 12. I don't know yet. Is that a problem? The answer is no. The problem is not thinking of the solution, being absent-minded, being surprised by the future rather than planning for the future. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, وَمَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا فِي الْكِتَابِ. You didn't know what this book is, that this Islam was going to be delivered to you. You never knew before you turned 40 that you would be commanded to be the messenger of Allah. You didn't expect this to happen, but the Prophet always planned on success. He was always truthful. He was always trustworthy. He was always generous. He was always helpful. He always did the things that were right, that led and ensured greatness was to follow. So you may not know what you want to be today. You may not know what the future holds. But you need to ensure that you invest in your moment, in your time now, to prepare for your greatness in the future. So if you're struggling with the reading of the Quran, you need to ask yourself, when I'm my father's age, when I'm 15 years from now and my children want to learn the Quran and I can't teach them, will I then go back to school to learn? You need to ask yourself, do I want to be a person who is looked at as being someone who is being given from the system, or do I want to increase and add to other people's systems? Do I want to be the one whose hand is being given, or do I want to be the hand that gives? And that's what the Prophet ﷺ said. He said, الْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا, the hand that's giving, the hand that's wealthy, the hand that's powerful, the hand that's generous, is always more loved by Allah than the hand that's receiving and is outstretched for need and debt and help and loans. الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِي, a believer who's like a lion, and that's why we use that name. In the Arabic language, many of you here, you might not even know that your name is named after a lion. Sufyan, Layth, Asad, Hamza, all of those, Hafsa, Hafs, all of those words mean lion. Because in our tradition as Muslims, we always saw ourselves as people who were self-sufficient, givers, not takers. Those who blessed, not to be blessed, and receiving from others the kindness. And therefore prepare for the days to come. 2030, 2031, 10 years from now, is the plan that you put into action from today in the beginning of our academic year. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses me and all of our staff to help you achieve your goals and dreams. And if there's ever any impediment, obstacle, difficulty in your road, whether you believe I can help you with it or not, tell me and I will kick it down for you. Tell us that we can remove it, dig under it, climb over it, push through it. You are the face of our future. You will stand where I'm standing one day. And you will teach where I can't teach one day. and you will lead when we are no longer here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare you for a blessed future for the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma izza al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. واخذ الأعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our staff and our school, our parents and our teachers, that Allah protects us and assists us and helps us to achieve that which is better than what we think we can achieve, and to make us from those who are true submitters, Muslim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا. Humble yourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a moment of connection, of stillness, of quiet. Find stillness in your body and in your heart. Silence your thoughts. Seek to push away any distractions and open your hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the ni'mah of Allah, asking Him to increase you in what you are seeking and to protect you from what you and your families fear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Allahumma ameen. For the boys who are going to be leaving soon after with Brother Faliq and our brother Abu Zaid, please inshallah, I will dismiss you with the year 12s first. So after your salah, after our adhkar, I will send you first inshallah. Wait for my dismissal. Stow. Allahumma salli ala. Allahumma inni wajahdu. Allahu Akbar. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك تبارك اسمك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
اسمع
الله أكبر.
اغفر لي.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
بسم الله.
قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.